in this bulletin. Susan Lee continues to push for a royal commission into the Bondi terror attack. Donald Trump confirms land strike on Venezuela in possible escalation of military operations. And in football, ticket requests for the 2026 World Cup break FIFA records. With all this evening's latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Katrina Stirrett. Opposition leader Susan Lee has reiterated calls for a Commonwealth Royal Commission into the Bondi terror attack that killed 15 people. Earlier on Tuesday, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese defended his decision to establish a review into security agencies, saying he did not want to see further politicisation of the attack. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has already announced a state-based royal commission, but both the federal coalition and victims' families are calling for a federal-level inquiry. While Mr Albanese says the security review will be quicker and safer, Susan Lee says it's not what people want.
The Prime Minister is not listening. Today, the Prime Minister was shouting at Australians, not listening to the victims' families and to others who are asking for this Commonwealth Royal Commission. The only way we can honour those we have lost is to confront uncomfortable truths.
Queensland Premier David Crisafulli says roads and agriculture are his key concerns as flooding, heavy rain and damaging winds hit North Queensland. Mr Crisafulli says 37 roads have been closed and he's urging people to use the official state emergency website, not Google Maps, for updates on their reopening. Authorities say some communities could remain cut off for days as residents in northwestern Queensland prepare for life-threatening floods. Queensland Minister for Transport, Brent Mickleberg, says it's crucial that people don't drive in floodwaters.
Many of the issues that we see and that first responders have to deal with are with those who are unfamiliar with our roads, tourists in particular who may be guided down a route that is not suitable. With the best of intentions, go to the source of truth, go to disaster.qld.gov.au and remember, if it's flooded, forget it. Don't try to drive through floodwater. You'll only put yourself and our first responders in danger. And that's the last thing that anyone wants to see in this response.
United States President Donald Trump says the US has carried out its first land operation in Venezuela since commencing a campaign of strikes against alleged drug smuggling boats that has so far killed more than 100 people. It wasn't immediately clear what target was hit, nor which part of the US government had acted, but Mr. Trump appeared to confirm there had been a large strike some days ago.
But there was a major explosion in the dock area where they load the boats up with drugs. They load the boats up with drugs, so we hit all the boats and now we hit the area. It's the implementation area. That's where they implement, and that is no longer around.
Mr. Trump has previously suggested the CIA has been authorized to conduct covert operations in Venezuela and recently designated the government as a terror group. The US has also seized multiple oil tankers and launched a blockade of sanctioned vessels in recent weeks. Land strikes would represent another significant escalation in the deteriorating relationship. Researchers say climate change worsened by human activity has made 2025 one of the three hottest years on record. 2025 was also the first time the three-year temperature average exceeded the threshold set in the 2015 Paris Agreement of limiting warming to no more than 1.5 degrees Celsius since pre-industrial times. Extreme weather events kill thousands of people and cost billions of dollars in damage annually. Imperial College London climate scientist Friedrich Otto says the science is increasingly clear about the continued burning of fossil fuels.
The global legal framework is as strong as it has ever been. But of course, the geopolitical landscape this year is, or the geopolitical weather is very cloudy this year, with a lot of policymakers very clearly making policies for the interest of the fossil fuel industry rather than for the populations of their countries.
To sport now, and in football, more than 150 million ticket requests have been submitted by fans from more than 200 countries for the 2026 World Cup in North America. The demand reached record levels just 15 days after the random selection draw ticketing phase opened. FIFA President Gianni Infantino says the 10 million requests per day show just how powerful the World Cup is.
150 million ticket requests means that if you think that in 100 years of almost 100 years of history of the World Cup, FIFA has sold 44 million tickets in total. So in 2 weeks for the next World Cup next year, we could have filled 300 years of World Cups.
The 48-team tournament will take place across 16 host cities in the United States, Mexico and Canada from June 11 to July 19. And that's all the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Katrina Stirrett.